showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, along with consigned clothing for the entire family. It's 55 degrees in Richland Center at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, waiting in Los Angeles to see what happens next following 3 days of protests over ICE raids.
This morning, sharp political reaction after President Trump federalized California's National Guard without state approval. It's the first time a president has taken control of a state's National Guard without approval in 60 years. Democrats say the move could undermine democracy. Republicans defend the president's move, saying it was necessary to maintain law and order.
ABC's Perry Russum, President Trump's travel ban on 12 mostly Middle Eastern and African countries, and his partial travel ban on 7 other countries went into effect at midnight. Kilmar Obrego Garcia, the man who made headlines for being mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador, is back in the U.S. to face criminal charges for alleged human smuggling. The charges stem from a 2022 traffic stop. Israeli forces seizing the aid boat that activist Greta Thunberg and others had been trying to get to Gaza. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway after the attempted assassination of a Colombian senator who was also a presidential hopeful. ABC's Marcus Moore says authorities aren't only going after the person who pulled the trigger, but those who are suspected of planning the assassination as well.
Authorities have arrested a 15-year-old suspect who they say was found in the area of the shooting with a 9mm Glock-type firearm. The Attorney General's office taking the lead on the investigation, calling the shooting an attack on Democratic participation ahead of next year's presidential election.
Miguel Arrube was shot multiple times during a campaign rally in Bogota on Saturday night. In London, talks are going on today between U.S. and Chinese leaders on trying to scale back the trade war. The secretaries of the Treasury and Commerce are leading the U.S. team in discussions. They come 4 days after President Trump spoke with China's leader over the phone. Chinese exports to the U.S. fell nearly 10% last month. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, WRCO listeners, do you need to stock up on summer clothes, shoes, and accessories for all of that summer fun you have planned? At the Creative Outlet, we have gently used clothes from the hot brand names that you love, selling at the low resale prices that you crave. New clothes are going out daily. At the Creative Outlet, we're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5 on Court Street in downtown Richland Center. We hope to see you soon.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest continues this week. It's a brand new week, and we have more words to give you that can be helpful for you to be a part of the statewide contest, possibly in line for some Brewer Club-level tickets, $100 in cash, or a weekend getaway as well in Wisconsin. The Text to Win contest from WRCO gives you the first keyword. It is lawn, L-A-W-N, lawn. Make sure you text that in. Download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send lawn. You can also do that at 608-647-4155.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. It's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high today of 67, scattered showers likely, maybe some thunder. West winds at 8 to 17 later, 50 tonight with a few sprinkles. Some sunshine tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday, mid-80s with showers likely by evening. And mainly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely at times Thursday and 75. Northeast winds are at 3. We're up now from the overnight low of 51. It is 55 degrees in Richland Center today. Good Monday morning. Today is the 9th of June. Hometown WRCO. A few things to celebrate today. It is Writers' Rights Day. It's National Earl Day. So we salute anybody named Earl or anybody named Donald Duck, too. It's Donald Duck Day. There you go. I can't do it. Anyway, and it's National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. Ooh, that's something to celebrate. Something from this time of year. National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. Celebrate accordingly. Yes, indeed. Morgan Wallen and Florida Georgia Line.
It's Friday after 5. I got here just in time. Went ahead and with a line before I went and lost my mind. And I ain't been here long, but the barber's in the pond going up, down, up, down, up, down. Tonight we're gonna raise a whole lot more than Cain, cause there's money in the bank and tomorrow's Saturday. So if they pass that fifth the jack this way, I turn it up, down, up, down, up, down. We just holding it down here in BFE, still rolling around with a bar CD. Freebird 5 minutes deep, head bobbing up, down, up, down, up, down. We got what we got, we don't need the rest. Can turn this parking lot into a party with a nice chest dance, some cold beer, man. We live it up, down, up, down. We live it up, down.
What you know about a T, huh?
Yeah, the girls, they hit the spot. Even hotter when it's hot. If you can't buy her a yacht, but still proud of what you got. Cause when the day is done, redneck is from the sun. Going up, down, up, down, up, down. We just holding it down here in BFE. Still rolling around with a bar CD. Freebird 5 minutes deep, head bobbing up. Down, up, down. We got what we got, we don't need the rest. Can turn this parking lot into a party with a nice chest dance, some cold beer, man. We live it up, down, up, down. We live it up, down.
Now, come on, man. I ain't no cowboy. I just found this hat. Well, sir, I went out to the Arizona State Fair in Phoenix the other day. And they had a champion rodeo show by the RC of A. Well, I was wandering around like any Eastern tourist do. And the first thing I know, brother, I was standing there by the bucking chutes. Well, this cowboy walked up to me and he hung a number on my back. And he drugged me to a Brahma bull and handed me a resin sack. He says he's a killer, but you last 8 seconds, Mac. He says, I know you're a bull rider by the way you wear your hat. And I yell,
hat. And there ain't enough of you to put me on that knee.
cowboy. I just found this hat. Well, I was wrong. There was enough of them, brother. And they put me on that bull. And when that chute opened up, I knew I wasn't on no drugstore stool. That bull put his feet together and shot me up in the air. Man, I passed a chicken hawk going up, and when I came down, he wasn't there. I checked for broken bones and I dug myself out of the ground. And I looked up just in time to see that bull pop dirt as he spun around. Brother, he came at me like the orange blossom special on a downgrade. And I climbed this flagpole and hoss. That's where I stayed. And I was yelling.
I ain't no cowboy. I just found this hat. And there ain't enough of you to put me on that mean bull's back. Whoa. This is my first time outside the city of Hackensack.
Now, come on, man. I ain't no cowboy. I just found this hat. Man, because you're wearing a cowboy hat ain't no sign you're a cowboy. And that bull, now let me tell you something about that bull. He's got a bad temper and bad breath. Man, I might have broke my thumb. I mean the thumb that I play the Wildwood Flower.
That's our traditional song to kick off rodeo week. I just found this hat. Archie Campbell. So if Hank and I are out rolling around at the fairgrounds this weekend, we got to be careful which hat we wear.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at WCCU.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize, a three-night getaway to Lac des Flambeaux, plus more prizes including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45 and available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners draw on July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
June is Men's Health Awareness Month. Consider this your reminder from the Richland Hospital and Clinics to call your doctor. Yes, even if you're feeling great now, it's important to check in. Preventative medicine is the best medicine. Your provider should check your blood pressure, lipid panel, weight, and glucose, even if you're feeling good. It's important to establish a healthy baseline. Call for an appointment today.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
vitamin Rawhide.
Hey, Hank, how you doing?
Good morning, Philip. How was your weekend?
I was pretty good.
You get in trouble?
I don't think so.
That means yes. June, let us know what he did this time.
No, I don't think so. I have an excuse.
No soy sauce anywhere?
I have an excuse when I have a bad wheel. So then.
Really?
Yeah, so.
How long is that going to last?
Well, until after surgery. Then I got to get I got to get going again.
She's got a list for you.
She does.
Poor lady.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Had some fun in Kaz. They gave me another jar of pickles while I was up there.
Really?
That was good.
Yeah. I don't see them anywhere. I don't know what you've done with
this,
them.
This batch went home.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't send me a jar?
No. Well, you had one. It's still in, there's about one pickle left in the fridge.
I ate half of it.
Use the pickle juice.
Now, they say pickle juice is really good
supposed
for
to drink. Supposed to take away your leg cramps.
Really?
When you're umpiring.
Well, even with metal legs?
Yeah.
Or metal knees.
Speaking of umpiring, now I know you reffed a few times over the years for Coach Jerry Pettigrew.
Yes, sir.
We lost him over the weekend. Yeah. 84 years young. Died on Saturday, actually. Mm-hmm. So, but he was a good guy. Always nice to the small town media guys. That's for sure.
You know what? And if he asked you a question, he already knew the answer. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, he
sure.
was one of those guys that he never yelled at you, but he would if he asked you a question like. Henry, what did you see? He goes, did you see him get hit? And it's already like, well, apparently I missed that, Jerry.
Yes.
He was class act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Class act. So,
yeah, he, in 2018, I got media man of the year from the WBA. So in summertime, I get a call, hell, it's Jerry Pettigrew. I'm like, well, it's the middle of summer. I'm like, what's going on? So that was pretty thrilling to get a call from him. But
he's a good guy.
Our relationship goes back to 1991 when they won the state championship at Cuba City that year. And, of course, I'd been covering him for a few years and would see him two or three times a year with Richland Center or River Valley, whoever was playing him. But they won the state title. I went down to the press conference afterwards, and they do, like, the thing with the media. But then they say afterwards they break it down. If any of the members want to have an individual comment with Coach Pettigrew, step forward, and he looked out in the crowd, and I was out there, and there's all these Madison TV stations and reporters, and he said, I'll start with Phil. He covered us all year.
Wow.
So I felt pretty good. I'm standing there with my little Panasonic cassette recorder. Go up and get some interview. But, I mean, that really made me feel good.
Wow, so, without question.
Remember it well.
Yeah. He was a good guy.
Yep.
He was.
So we have this case to open here.
Oh, boy.
Ryan Cairns brought it in. It says,
careful.
Beer nuts. The nut case, but he said it's not. That's not what the contents are. So don't get excited. So
I'm going to stay away. Don't hit it. There ain't no telling what he put in that thing.
I'm worried it's one of those snakes that blow out at you. You know. What? No. Let me see. What is it here? I've never seen so much white out in my life.
Oh, my goodness. That is
white out.
Oh, my God.
Man, this is a lifetime supply.
This right here is what you need. It's a pen.
Oh, a pen of white out. Presto Jumbo Correction.
That is amazing.
Wow.
And I bought you some white out, but it wasn't as big as these.
It ain't Bic white out. And this is Paper Mate. Dry, fast, and smooth coverage.
Okay. That is the best.
Oh, man. So I can make all kinds of mistakes.
I wonder.
Just don't put it on your computer screen when you make a
mess.
Yeah,
but there was all kind of those on my insurance document. I don't know what's going on with it.
Well, thanks, Ryan and Julie.
Oh, my God. They're absolutely amazing.
You cannot
people.
Find cover-up, correction fluid, or whiteout.
You've got some for the for about 100 years now.
Yeah, I do. If anybody needs some, I can...
We can sell it.
Sell it out. Oh, boy. I'm probably the only one that uses it with my manual typewriter. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you just...
Yeah, oh.
Oh, no.
You're keeping the whiteout pen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Leave it out. I'll be making a mistake soon.
That's why I always have a thing out. You're going to have to start stocking that up because you have some over there.
I do.
So.
Well, I've got enough white out now.
You know today's Chet's Chuckle.
Chet's Chuckle. Did you get any jokes over
there? Well, I got a couple, buddy.
Probably a few got some against you when you were umpiring yesterday at Muscadet.
No, I can't say those on the air.
You can't?
No.
Okay.
Phil, we were so poor growing up.
Yeah?
It was really bad. and it was pitiful. We were so poor. Dad used to take us to KFC to lick other people's fingers.
Oh boy, that's nice.
It's tough being a kid.
Yeah, it is. I had a problem this morning. You know, I heard music coming from the printer.
Really?
It was just jamming.
It's just jamming, yeah. Yeah. You know, we live so far in the woods, Phil. I mean, we had to go towards town to hunt.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
I once tried stand-up comedy.
Did you?
Yeah, they told me to sit back down.
Sit back down, yeah, right. Sounds like they captured your friend down in Arkansas.
They did capture him, yeah. My friend. My goodness. But no, they did capture him. Yeah, he
was hiding in a hollow log.
Yes. Did you see pictures of him?
No, I didn't.
Oh yeah, he lost a little weight.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So what a piece. So what a piece. Just, hey, I visited Paris one time, Philip.
Oh, so did I.
Did you really?
Yeah.
They didn't have all the good scenery like I thought they would.
Really?
Yeah, Paris, Texas. It's not like
Paris, Texas. Hey, where's the Eiffel Tower? We'll be back with more after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hank, you know, I got in a fight with 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9.
How come?
I feel the odds are against me.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, yes.
You know, I was used to be a carpenter or a handyman.
Did you?
Yeah, I'd always get a list, and I'd get home and... Or I would do the job. The guy would get home, and I did jobs 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. He goes, "Why didn't you do the even ones?" Oh, I work on odd jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
My autobiography is my grocery list times two, Phil. I took a personality test on Sunday night.
Did you?
Yeah, it came back blank.
Did it really?
Could you imagine
that's
that?
That's too bad.
It's a tough life, Phil.
No respect at all.
Yeah, man. None. Hey, no respect. No
do
respect.
You know any cowards?
Coward of the county.
The only coward I know is Moo. Thank you. Sixth grade comedy club.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so that shut the door. Hey, Joanne spots Pat at the store loading her cart with frozen dinners and whipped cream.
Wow.
Yeah, Joanne says, Pat, what in the world are you doing? Pat grins. The sign said, buy one, get one free. Joanne nods and says, okay, but why do you have 32 meals and 17 cans of whipped cream? Pat winks and says, because I'm single, I'm hungry, and I'm not about to turn down a free food or emotional support in a can.
Oh, yes.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Well, it's tough world out there.
Was that the kicker? Or
no.
Oh, no, that wasn't the kicker?
No, we've still got a couple minutes before that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Do you have any more?
I was going to mention that Joanne will have more during the news, but Richland County Dairy Breakfast yesterday went extremely well.
Good.
Record setter.
Really?
They had over 5,000. Isn't that incredible?
That is impressive. Good for them.
And they think maybe some maybe left early or didn't come because there was a bit of a rain.
I'm sure, yeah.
So that might have been more, but over 5,000. I knew that
that's
they
impressive.
Were they were planning for a lot of plates.
Yes.
And, good thing they did.
That is awesome.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who turned out and all the workers. They're probably a little tired today.
Right. They passed the... They passed this law in Sweden. If it's raining, you have to turn your headlights on.
Sure.
Yeah. How do we know if it's raining in Sweden, though?
I don't know.
That's credit Todd the mayor.
That's one thing to ponder on, I guess.
Yeah.
That's right.
What kind of shoes do frogs wear in the summer, Phil? I'm sure you've heard this one before.
Probably.
What about an open-toed?
Open-toed.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man. That might be the fourth grade comedy club.
Here's some second grade comedy club. What do sheep do on a sunny day?
Do they do?
What do they do?
What do they do
on a sunny day? They have a barbecue.
Oh, barbecue. Wow. Yeah, that might be a 4K comedy club, right?
What do you call a snowman in July?
Melted.
Puddle.
Puddle. Yeah, puddle.
What's a frog's favorite summertime tweet?
I give up.
It's a hopsicle.
A hopsicle. I was thinking about a tweet like social media or something.
No.
But no.
It's a hopsicle. Huh. All right, let's wind this down here.
All right. You know what, Hank? I sing while I drive in my car.
Do you really?
But only when I'm reversing.
Why is that?
Because I'm a backup singer.
As soon as you said you're reversing, I knew it was coming.
A backup singer. Yeah, I'm one of the pips.
Yeah. Know? Yes.
Leaving midnight train to Georgia. Oh, oh, woo, woo.
People, that is not me singing. An elderly man was on an operating table awaiting surgery to be performed by his son.
Really?
A renowned surgeon. Just before they would put him under this, he asked to speak to his son. Don't be nervous, son. Don't be nervous, son. Do your best and just remember, if this doesn't go well, if something happens to me, your mother is going to come to live with you again, your wife. You don't get it?
Not really.
So his son is operating on him.
Oh, that's what.
Yes.
It's Monday. I'm a little slow.
I don't know if that was even good to say, Phil. I'm sorry. I worked hard on that one.
I was waiting for more.
Your mother is going to come live with you and your wife.
Okay. That's the kicker, huh?
No, that's not the kicker.
Oh, I thought that was the kicker.
No, I can't leave on that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. I worked really hard on that joke.
Yeah, I know you did. I worked hard trying to understand it.
All right, buddy. All right. Here's your kicker.
All right.
While vacationing in the wilds of Arizona, a fellow met a hermit who had taught a chicken to speak English and Spanish. Ooh. After a lot of haggling, the guy managed to buy the chicken and had it shipped home to his wife. Days later, when he reached a telephone, he called his wife to make sure the chicken had arrived safely. Yes, it did, his wife answered. We had it for supper last night. You ate it? He screamed. Listen, that was stupid. That chicken was going to make us rich. That chicken could speak two different languages. The wife goes, if it could speak two different languages, why didn't it speak up when he saw me with the axe?
Oh, I tell you.
One more thing. My parents keep reading my birth certificate.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to find a loophole.
They might be. Oh, well, Hank, yeah. Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, sponsoring the Chet's Chuckle. Keep working.
Hey,
keep
be
working
kind.
All right, that's Hank.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
This day in history, 1732, James Oglethorpe received a charter from Britain's King George II to establish the colony of Georgia. 1973, Secretary had won the Belmont Stakes by 31 lengths, winning horse racing's Triple Crown and setting a still-standing record by running the 1.5-mile dirt course in 2 minutes and 24 seconds. And in 2013, Rafael Nadal became the first man to win 8 titles at the same Grand Slam tennis tournament. That's an update on today, some iconic moments. In fact, coming up, birthdays and anniversaries. Sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday from Richland area senior citizens to Dorothy Milner and Nancy Noble today. Also, we understand that it is Uncle Lauren Durst's birthday from Nick and Leah, great nephew and nieces all chiming in as well to say happy birthday. Lauren Durst and Keith Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, have an awesome day. Happy birthday to nephew Lauren Durst. Love from Uncle David and Aunt Donna. To Lauren from Lori and the guys. And to Keith Durst from Lori and the guys. And happy birthday to little baby brother from big beautiful brother Al and Carney. Wishes today to Doyle Hoke from Blue River United Methodist Church. Here's a note that says, birthday wishes to my old friend Donna Lou Rowe of Richland Center today. Thinking of you, Donna, on this, your special birthday, and hope all is well and that you have a great day. Lots of love from your old friend Mary. Happy birthday on the 9th of June to Shelley Berg, Donna Harris, and Dawn Fish. Happy birthday today as well from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Michelle Pinkham, Donna Rowe, Jason Schaefer, Jenny Silvers, Jeff Day, and Tegan Ostrander. Happy anniversary, Wendell and Vi Smith, and Bob and Jan Hershey celebrating today. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Harper Grosh, to Carrie Dahlberg, Linda Cohn, and Matthew McCarthy. Happy anniversary, Tyler and Amanda Bradley. And from the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Donna Harris. Happy anniversary, Jesse and Tiffany Boyarski, to David and Jenny Fretz, Bob and Jan Hershey, and Terry and Jenna Sobranek.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items. Custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scani Summer.
This hour's keyword to text in is lawn, L-A-W-N, lawn. You can text that in through the Civic Media app or 608-647-4155 and be a part of the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Coming up a little later on, your chance to win rodeo tickets, and we'll have our trivia question of the day. We salute all of our special couples celebrating today. Lots of them out there and some beautiful June brides as well.
The late night drunk phone calls that you picked up. Here's to all the bad decisions that you didn't judge. All the love yous and the hate yous and secrets that you told me. Here's to everyone but mostly us. There's a couple billion people in the world and a million other places we could be, but you're here with me. Take a moment just to take it. Every lonely to this, I'm just so glad you exist. Hey, look what a hello from a stranger turned into. Caught up in a moment like it's just us in this room. All the right words at the right time, and you know them 'cause you know me better than anyone else. We don't need anyone else. There's a couple billion people in the world, yeah. And a million other places we could be, but you're here with me. Take a moment just to take it in, yeah. 'Cause every high and every low lead to this. I'm just so glad you exist. Never go changing. Never let me go. Never let me go. Never let me go, baby. Don't you ever go. Don't you ever go. Don't you ever go changing. Never let me go. Never ever let me go. Never let me go, baby. There's a couple billion people in the world. And a million other places we could be. But you're here with me. Take a moment just to take it. So glad you exist. I'm glad you exist.
Dan and Shay on WRCO Radio, and glad you exist. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great rest of your day. Joanne is coming in next with a news update right here on WRCO Country and Community.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News today at 7:45 is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. The forecast for today calls for a high of 67 with showers likely later today. Maybe some rumbles of thunder. Right now in Richland Center, it is 56 degrees. Joanne Krulat has the news coming up next.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It was a record year for the Richland County Dairy Breakfast. Organizer Annette Lewis checked in this morning.
The numbers of people that came was unreal. We had four griddles going all the time, and we couldn't keep up with the line. At the end of the day, we served 5,125 people, give or take. It's hard to count all the little ones. So, but we served 900 cartons of white milk, 2,700 cartons of chocolate milk, 400 pounds of pork sausage, 250 pounds of cheese curds, and we did run out, 220 pounds of cottage cheese, and we ran out on that. We served all the cheese sticks that Organic Valley donated. Foremost donated, and we served 120 pounds of butter, 220 pounds of sliced cheese, 4,500 cups of ice cream, and tons of pancake batter and tons of applesauce. I had ordered plenty of applesauce and pancake batter. But other than that, we did not have a lot left over. Oh, and yes, we had yogurt tubes and cups, but that was a ton of that, too. I haven't got that fully counted yet.
She said the rain didn't dampen the spirits of those attending.
We were very fortunate. I do know we probably lost a few people who went back home, but I was amazed. The crowd stuck with us. They were either under umbrellas. Some had cut garbage bags to make raincoats. And that's a big thank you that goes to Schmidt Farm, because that shop, we could move people inside to make our line inside so that they weren't outside standing in the rain all the time. But once that cloudburst was done, we were able to get our line back outside, and our volunteers were really good at helping move people and get things going again. The other thing that made my day was the number of handicapped people who came back to the farm to eat on the farm with promoting our products.
We will have the complete recap on our news at noon today. Despite a breakdown in budget negotiations with Governor Tony Evers, Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee remain optimistic. Speaking to the media on Friday, Senator Howard Markline said the committee has put three budgets on his desk in the last three budgets, and he signed them. Markline said a lot of the priorities that the governor's office and Republicans have are very similar. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College has earned top honors in the 2024 Hordes Dairymen Cow Judging Contest, claiming first place in the college division. The competition drew 7,494 total entries, including 45 college teams from across the country. Southwest Tech's Team 1 secured the top spot, outperforming 44 other collegiate teams. Two additional teams from the college, Teams 2 and 4, received honorable mention for their strong performances. The winning team, made up of second-year animal science students, was highlighted in the May issue of Hordes Dairymen. All members of the team recently graduated. This marks another high achievement for the college's agriculture program. Over the past 7 years, Southwest Tech teams have finished in the top five three times and previously won the contest in 2000. The teams are guided by the college's agriculture instructor and judging coach. Southwest Tech offers programs in both dairy and livestock judging, continuing to provide students with hands-on experience and national-level competition opportunities. Those interested in learning more about the college's judging teams can contact the program directly at 608-822-2000. 2655. Young people headed to college or out on their own after high school need to be wary of credit card offers. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says there are shady businesses looking to prey on people with fresh credit histories. Schiller says starting with a low-limit credit card from your bank is probably the best place for high school grads to start from. Men's Health Month, continuing through June, provides Wisconsinites the opportunity to increase their awareness of men's health issues, work to increase access to quality health care and health education, eliminate existing disparities in health outcomes that men face, and support the health and well-being of Wisconsin's male population. Dr. Will Klein with Amplify Health by Gunderson identifies common red flags to watch for.
I think there's a lot of things. If something's different than normal, you know, there's a lot of different ways we could go with that because there's a lot of potential red flags. There's so many flags out there, it's just figuring out which ones are the reddest. But I think, you know, like new lumps or bumps, you know, whether or not they're on your skin or under the skin, you know, that kind of stuff, just ask about them. Other new symptoms, changes in the way you're feeling, or things that just, you know, seem different than your kind of normal run-of-the-mill cold, like they're lasting way longer or you're having other symptoms that seem kind of odd. Trust your intuition. You can always talk to someone else in your life and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling this stuff. What do you think? Do you think I should go to the doctor? And I think sometimes having that extra insight is helpful. Or if you already have a doctor, a primary care provider, you can always just stop in and have a quick visit and just kind of bounce some ideas off them, and they might be reassuring and say, hey, you know, I think this is just normal stuff, don't worry about it. Or it might kind of help us figure out what the next steps are, and maybe we'll find something early and kind of can prevent it from getting worse.
Men are encouraged to see a doctor regularly for checkups, even if feeling healthy, as some diseases and health conditions don't have symptoms at first. In addition to the more commonly known blood pressure, cholesterol, and cancer screenings, regular dental, eye, and skin exams are also recommended.
Just the casual question when I'm doing the rest of my exam, like, hey, any skin spots you've noticed that are changing, or any, you know, new family history of skin cancer, stuff like that can clue us into looking at things. But yeah, I mean, catching something early that you're like, oh, that's a mole, it's a little different, but you know, it could be skin cancer, you know? And sometimes you don't know if you're just gonna, you know, if you just look at it and Google pictures, it can either make you really scared or it can make you blow off something that shouldn't be blown off. So being able to sort of have that second opinion and get more information if needed to help make sure it's not something bad can make a big difference.
Celebrating Men's Health Month every June provides an opportunity to raise awareness of a wide variety of health issues that disproportionately affect men and boys in Wisconsin. June is National Dairy Month in the United States, a time dedicated to honoring the contributions of the dairy industry and the hardworking individuals behind it. Locally, excitement is growing across Crawford County as several community events are planned to mark the occasion. The month-long celebration shines a spotlight on dairy farmers and others involved in the production and distribution of dairy products. It also promotes the nutritional value of dairy and encourages families to enjoy milk, cheese, and other dairy items as part of a healthy lifestyle. Locally, the annual June Dairy Days celebration in Soldiers Grove will return on Father's Day weekend, offering a blend of family-friendly entertainment, food, and recognition for the dairy community. Another highlight of the month is the Crawford County Dairy Breakfast, which will be hosted this year at a rural Eastman farm. A major feature of this year's festivities will be the first ever Crawford County Coronation Banquet, set for Monday, June 16th at the Eastman United Methodist Fellowship Hall. This new event will honor incoming royalty, including the county's Fairest of the Fair, Junior Fairest of the Fair, and Dairy Princess, and Little Miss Squirt. The evening will begin at 6 with a cheese and cracker social and a chance to meet the contestants. Displays highlighting the past year of the outgoing royalty will also be available. A homemade dinner prepared by the Eastman United Methodist Church will follow at 7, along with remarks from a guest speaker currently holding a statewide pageant title. Crawford County's celebration of National Dairy Month is shaping up to be both festive and meaningful, showcasing community pride and continued support for the dairy industry. You can help stop the spread of invasive species this summer. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invasive plant specialist Mackenzie Manicki says after you're done recreating outside, clean off things like your clothes, ATV tires, and even dogs to make sure seeds aren't spreading from one area to another. Manicki says if you're going camping, make sure you buy your firewood locally so you're not spreading things like emerald ash borer. More information on invasive species, both aquatic and terrestrial, can be found on the DNR's website. The arraignment for the man accused of abducting a pregnant teenager, Sophia Franklin, from Beaver Dam, has been postponed by 2 weeks, according to online court records updated Wednesday. The 40-year-old suspect, Gary Day, who faces multiple charges in connection with the disappearance of the teen, was originally scheduled to enter a plea on Tuesday. That hearing has now been rescheduled for 1:30 on June 17th. The individual is charged with 2 counts of child abduction and 2 counts of child enticement under state law. In addition to those charges filed in Wisconsin and Nebraska, the suspect also was indicted on federal charges last month. The case remains under investigation across multiple jurisdictions.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today is Monday, June 9th. Judith Windsor, 86 of Gays Mills, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family of Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills. William Cairns, age 73, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th, at the Muscadet Park Lions Shelter from 11 until 3. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home, Richland Center, is assisting the family with arrangements for William Cairns, age 73.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Enjoy breakfast with the 50th Richland County Wagon Train today through Friday from 7 to 9 at the Mick Memorial Park Shelter in Hub City. You can also watch the wagon train leave the park daily at 9. Wednesday night will also feature an auction, and Thursday night from 6 to 8 will feature karaoke with Benny Bees from 6 to 8. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9. Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the country wakes up, eyes are on Los Angeles, where protests over ICE roundups escalated all weekend long, especially after President Trump called up the National Guard. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
It has gone on all night, even at 2 o'clock in the morning. LAPD officers were reporting in that they were having rocks thrown at them and fireworks shot at them. There was some looting that went on overnight. While arrests were made, in many cases, all police could do was just keep pushing the crowd around downtown. People using using everything from dumpsters to park benches as barricades as they battled the police, throwing concrete and fireworks at them.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the presence of the National Guard only made the situation worse. President Trump's ban on travel for people from 12 countries is now in effect. Seven countries are under a partial travel ban as well. Russia launching 479 drones at Ukraine in the biggest overnight drone attack of the three-year war.